I know you are super busy because I am too. I feel like we are all super busy all of the time, and we are always looking for ways that we can actually streamline our time. If you are like me, you may have what I'm going to call homestead brain. It's kind of like squirrel brain, but you walk around your house and you will see something that needs done. And then you'll go on your phone and you'll see something else that you want to add to your garden this year. And then you'll go out to do something in your garden and you'll realize that you need to take out the trash. And then to take out the trash, you need to clean out the garage. And then to clean out the garage, you probably need to do the stuff in the basement too. And then, oh my goodness. It can be really overwhelming. We all have so many tasks to do on a daily basis. But today I'm going to talk about how I did all of my tasks on my homestead in 45 minutes using the critical path method. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge Podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So seriously, I think that squirrel brain is real. It's like there's a reel that is going around Instagram always that's the mom that goes into one room and finds the trash and then finds that they need to clean something else. And in order to clean that thing, you need to clean that thing. And in order to do this thing, you need to do that thing. There's actually a way that you can look at these things critically and make it all align and do the things that are actually important to you and weed out the things that maybe could wait for another day. So I don't know if you're like me at all. I got really lost after leaving academia, and then I had a career right after that, and then I actually left that career, and it really left me feeling lost. I went from being so structured when it came to school. I was like super planner girl, even when I started out my career when I was in my early 20s. I would literally plan out my days in like 5-minute increments. It was insane. And if something got off track there, I would actually have a panic attack. Like, I'm not exaggerating there. I had full-blown panic attacks. Luckily, I have been mostly healed from that. Every once in a while, I'll have one, but it's nothing like it used to be. But I went from all of that to leaving it all and then having absolutely no structure and falling into this squirrel homestead brain mentality where I just really couldn't find a way to get it together. It just felt like everything, when you don't have a schedule or somewhere you actually have to be at a specific time, it can be really hard to structure your days. There are a lot of different ways to do that, but today I want to talk about the critical path method. And it's not something that you're probably going to do for your everyday tasks, but if you get to just thinking about this, even if you're not going to write it down, I think it can really help structure some things. And I realized the other day that I had all of these big, daunting tasks on my list of all the things I wanted to get done. And then when I actually did align them all in my brain and put them in a good order, it took me 45 minutes. Seriously, that was it, to do all the things that I wanted to do that day. Obviously, if you have a larger homestead or it's full on garden season or you have animals, things are probably going to take a little bit longer. But here is what I did in one swoop in 45 minutes. I made sauerkraut. I dealt with my sourdough starter. I composted. I started a bunch of garden seeds. And I finished the sauerkraut. 45 minutes. That's probably not like a ton of different things if you're someone who is doing a lot more, fine. But for me, that was a lot that I wanted to get done that was homesteady in a day. Obviously, there's lots of other things that I do, like taking care of the kids and cleaning the house and cooking regular meals and whatnot. But I'm deeming those tasks kind of homesteading tasks. So this method is going to sound a little bit crazy, and I am going to sneak a little plug in here. Coming in a few weeks, I am going to be launching something that I think is really going to help anyone who is feeling overwhelmed with all of their tasks. If you're just feeling like you can't get it together, can't get a structure together on the homestead, I'm going to be launching two different options that I think will really support you guys more. I'm really hoping they are. I'm working really, really hard behind the scenes to make something really good for you. So please look out for that. I'm super excited. Hopefully this little sneak has piqued your interest, but coming by the end of the month here, I'll be able to tell you some more. All right. So how did I do this whole situation in 45 minutes? I actually learned this back when I was in college, maybe a business class, the critical path method. So normally this method is used for project management in businessy ways when you're trying to complete projects on a super deadline. But I think it can be super useful if you're just thinking about your house homestead tasks in this way. So the critical path method is the longest sequence of tasks that must be finished for the entire project to be complete. So whether it's one project or all of the projects you want to get done in one day, there's probably a path of doing those things in a certain order that's actually going to be the fastest. So according to Forbes, by prioritizing tasks that have no buffer time and completing other tasks around them, project managers can efficiently keep projects progressing to an on-time completion. And of course, when we're thinking about our homesteads on a daily basis, nothing needs to get done in like crazy timelines like this. But I'm just letting you know that if you are crunched for time, like maybe you do have a 9-to-5 job, or if you're just thinking that these things are going to take you all day and you actually put them in order and find out it really doesn't take you all day, then maybe you are going to be more apt to do those things that you've been putting off for so long. So here's how we do this. So if you are thinking about a day, you're going to pick the most important tasks. And then you're going to actually write down how long you think each of those tasks will take to complete. And then you arrange them in an order that takes the least amount of total time. So I'm going to give you an example here. Say you're baking a cake. You would naturally preheat the oven first, and then while you're waiting, you'll mix the cake ingredients. Then you put them in the oven while you're waiting. You make the frosting. So the stuff that's done while you wait is actually the parallel activities. Those are not the critical activities. The critical activities are the ones that really have that time stamp along, and then you fit in your parallel activities wherever there's wasted space. And then altogether, you're going to have your project in the end be the shortest amount of time. It wouldn't make sense if you mixed all of your ingredients of the cake together and then you started your oven to preheat. It wouldn't make sense if you also then made your frosting before you even put the cake in the oven. There is like a natural timeline there, and a lot of us do it naturally in the kitchen, but you can do this with multiple tasks. So in that 45 minutes, I first started my sauerkraut because I knew that once I got it together, it takes about 40 minutes to kind of do its thing before I like to stuff it in the mason jar. So once I got that done, I fed my sourdough starter, something that doesn't actually take that long. But for some reason, I really dread feeding my sourdough starter because I hate cleaning the spoon. You're supposed to use wood. I use a silicone spatula for mine because I think it's easier to clean. So then after I did that, I ran my compost outside from all of the sauerkraut making, all the extra cabbage stuff that I didn't need. I came back in. I started, ironically, cabbage seeds, but it could be whatever seeds, but that's what I happened to start that day. And then I went back. I finished up all of the dishes, so it's definitely faster to do all those at once, so I did all those at once. And then I finished stuffing the sauerkraut into the jar. Then, of course, there's more dishes, because on the homestead, there's always more dishes. It's, like, literally nonstop. That's beside the point. So, altogether, all of those tasks took me 45 minutes, because I chose the most important one to start first, because it had waiting time built in. I'm not going full depth into this critical path method here. There's a lot more to it than that. But I just think it's a good thing to kind of have in the back of your mind when you're starting to do these projects to think about, okay, which one's going to take the longest? Is there a waiting time built into any of these projects that I could do this thing first? And then while I'm waiting, do something else like dishes, like go throw your compost out, like starting your garden seeds, whatever it is, doesn't matter. So not only does the critical path method save time, it also puts all of your goals into nice, clear baby steps, and it makes sure that you are prioritizing things. So if you're actually on this path, then you are not going to get disorganized. You are not going to try to start another task. If you actually lay all this stuff out, whether it's on paper or in your brain, then you're going to keep it in order and you'll hopefully be less likely to squirrel. Maybe not, but it is my hope. It happens to the best of us, trust me. It's not just you. So if you want to put this into practice in your life, you can, like I said, do it in your brain, or if you have like a larger homestead project, like you're going to build a whole new garden this year, you could actually list this out and pretend like this is, you know, your business here and make the list of activities and create your own critical path. If you want this done the most efficient way, I just am kind of a nerd for efficiency. I just love it. So you can list out all of your project activities, identify dependencies. So is there anything that has to be done before something else can be started? And then actually create a whole critical path diagram. So you're going to create this diagram. I'm not going to go into it too much today. It's actually going to be a part of something that I'm launching in April. Pretty excited about this. My son is making loud noises in the background. Jack, could you please? I will see you in 1 second.
I want candy.
Okay, we can maybe have candy in a second. All right. Anyway. The kid has some peanut butter Reese cup eggs, so I really can't blame him because, honestly, they're the best. They're clearly not healthy or crunchy, but honestly, I really don't enjoy the super healthy Reese cups. Side note. Okay, he totally distracted me. So we're in the middle of not squirreling and creating our critical path. So we're going to create this diagram where you're actually going to draw this stuff out and write the time it takes for each thing. And you can rearrange these things on your paper and then find, okay, well, here's my like longest thing. And we're going to build each dependency upon that and try to fill in the spaces and make this thing the most efficient it can be. And then from there, you'll just calculate your maximum time it will take you if you actually follow this critical path. I hope that made sense. I am certainly no professor. I know that my professor is probably like, hopefully never going to hear me reiterate what I just tried to explain to you based on what I learned 10 years ago. No, it's probably more than 10 years ago now. Wow. I'm not going to talk about that. But I really think that thinking about our home almost like a business can be really interesting and cool. Obviously, some people really are trying to make money from their homestead. I am not. I am not selling any product from my homestead. It is all for our personal use and for friends and family. But I think that it's really cool sometimes to examine what we are doing and find our wasted time. We all have it. Whether during those wasted time periods you're scrolling, whether you're taking on 100 different tasks that should be done in a different order on another day, whatever it may be. Of course, if this is going to stress you out, then don't do it this way. I'm just offering one sample here of different ways that we can streamline our tasks. I think it's really interesting. I would love to know what you think about this. It's definitely an interesting way to kind of think about our time. And honestly, I was surprised that day when I got everything done in only 45 minutes that were just the extra tasks. I'm not talking about our everyday tasks. These were just things that were on the list I needed to do. They were kind of homesteady, and I was honestly dreading them. Sometimes I will sit on the couch or wherever it may be, and I'll actually like stress about these things for longer than it actually takes to do them. Have you ever done that? Am I alone in that? I'd love for you to come on over to the Facebook community and discuss these things with me. And if you have any questions about streamlining your time, come on over there. I'm a nerd about it, so I would love to chat. Until next time, friends, talk to you later. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.